Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Poly Medicure Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Darshil Jain from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of Poly Medicure Limited. Today on this call, we have with us the senior management team of the company. We are represented by Mr. Himanshu Baid, Managing Director, Mr. Naresh Vijayvargiya, CFO, and Mr. Rahul Gautam, President, Strategy and Corporate Development. I would like to thank the management team of Poly Medicure for giving us this opportunity to host their call, and with this, we will hand over the call to the management. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Darshil. Thank you very much. A very good afternoon, everyone. Again, I welcome you all to our Q1 FY26 earnings call. I sincerely thank all of you for being here today. Before I provide you with a performance review, I am very proud to announce that Poly Medicure was awarded Medical Device Provider of the Year 2025 by Financial Express. It was a humbling moment to be recognized for the journey in the healthcare sector. These recognitions reflect our collective efforts of our entire team, and I accept them on behalf of our employees, partners and stakeholders who have been integral part of our growth and success over the years. I'll now take you through the business and financial update for quarter one, and after that we are open for Q&As. So on the business update side, we received approval from our esteemed shareholders for appointment of Mr. Vishal Baid as the Executive Director. Mr. Vishal Baid has been part of the core team and has played a very pivotal role in strategy growth and international expansion of the company. He's been associated with the company for the last 14 years. And before his appointment as the executive director, he was designated as senior president, sales and marketing. Also, I would like to update that board in its meeting today, subject to shareholders' approval, has approved appointment of Mr. P.K. Gupta, who was president of operations and executive director of the company. He joined Poly Medicure as a senior manager in 2008 and rose to become president of operations, leading key operational advancements. His strategic leadership significantly contributed to the company's growth. We welcome him to the board and looking forward to his strategic insights as we scale up our manufacturing presence in India and globally. I'm also pleased to announce that we have signed two contract manufacturing contracts. And this was, if you remember, I had shared earlier that we are exploring some opportunities in contract manufacturing space, specifically where we see reasonable margins. And we have signed two contracts in the first quarter. One company is based out of US. One is Hong Kong headquartered company, which has major operations in the US. And both these companies, have products in vascular access and in pain management segment. So these are new products we are developing for these companies. These are brand new. So this is basically more like a CDMO operation, where we do the contract design and manufacturing operations. And these are some the kind of businesses currently we are building internally also, to build a, resilient manufacturing setup. In terms of our international expansion, we have also established a wholly owned subsidiary in Brazil to expand our presence. Over the next few quarters, we will expand our presence in this key South American market. We are already, doing some new product registrations there. And we are very excited about, this dynamic Brazilian market. And we would like to have more deeper inroads. So we will set up a fully owned subsidiary with people out there where we will be, interacting directly with the customer. So it will be moving from B2B to B2C operation. And this is one of the major markets for us. And we have decided to go directly in that market. Also, we are awaiting for a land allotment letter from IEDA. For around 7-acre plot at Medical Device Park, which is near the Jewar Airport in Greater Noida. We have already received the letter of comfort from the UP government, and this medical device park is very strategically located and will also have a lot of common facilities like labs and other infrastructure which will help manufacturing of medical devices in the country. On the financial performance side, quarter ended June 25, we have a consolidated revenue of 403 crores, marking an overall growth of around 5%. Gross profit was close to 276 crores, reflecting a margin of 68.4% at a gross level, an increase of almost 170 pips as compared to quarter one last year. Operating EBITDA for Q1 was 106 crores, delivering EBITDA margin of 26.3%, slightly down from 27% last year. On the bottom line, PAT totaled around 93 crores as compared to 74 crores last year, translating to a net margin of 21% up to 50 pips. I would like to call it that our R&D spend has increased by 20% in this quarter. I would also expect that R&D spend as a percentage of revenue will rise going forward as we get into high-end technology segments such as cardiology and critical care. In Q1 FY26, our domestic revenue grew by 20% to reach 126 crores. Domestic revenue growth in the private sector was 25%, while the government business witnessed a degrowth of 10%. So net was around 20%. And that is in line with our projections, in line with our strategy. This clearly reflects our focus on building a strong and sustainable domestic business and to exit the business which we don't meet our margin threshold, specifically in the government segment. Contribution from the domestic revenue to our overall consolidated revenue has increased to 31% in Q1 as compared to 27% in the comparative period last year. We continue to outpace the market and competition growth in the domestic market quite significantly. Hence, our conviction to invest higher amounts in domestic market is getting only stronger. This is reflected in the fact that we added 22 new sales associates in Q1. We have set up a target to add around 100 people this year. Out of that, 22 people have already joined in Q1. Hence, we are on track to hire 100 sales associates for FY26. And this will give us a lot of firepower to go to Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities, especially the hospitals we have not addressed earlier. So we are expanding our reach into more deeper, markets and territories. In Q1 FY26, our international revenue stood at 275 crores, which reflects a dip of 1% from 278 crores in Q1 FY2025. We continue to witness some growth challenges in European market, which witnessed a degrowth of around 6.7% in Q1. The current geopolitical situation as well as uncertainty in global trade due to ongoing tariff war is leading to some deterioration of customer sentiment. The recent tariff announcements by President Trump in India does not argue well for export markets, of course, but we are hopeful that a reasonable solution will be found in the ongoing trade negotiations between India and US. Of course, 50% tariff is kind of unsustainable for exports from India, for I think any segment we talk about. All these factors are leading to customers being circumspect in predicting the business growth, supply chain stability, and hence on focusing on inventory liquidation to meet end-use demand instead of building additional inventory. So in our last call, we had highlighted overstocking in certain customers, specifically in southern European region. We are now starting to see the situation easing out in those markets. Hence, we are hopeful that things will be better in Europe in second half of the financial year. International revenue from rest of the world region has done relatively better, growing at 5% to reach 142 crores in Q1 FY26. Now, let me give you an update on each of the business segment. Renal business, where we have been putting a lot of energy and efforts, has grown by around 46% in Q1 of FY26 to almost 44 crores. Till July 31st, we have sold additional 130 machines across the country, and we are on track to sell close to 500 to 600 machines in the current financial year, the dialysis machines. We continue to remain excited about these prospects in the industry. I think Government of India, under its Pradhan Mantri National Dialysis Program, they have implemented dialysis centers in 751 districts, with almost 1,700 dialysis centers which are operational today. Also, it's been now covered under Ayushman Bharat. So further expansion of networks and community health centers will be also taken by the National Health Mission. So overall, we are very bullish that the demand will continue to increase. We are also ramping up our capacity, and by the end of FY26, we'll almost double our manufacturing capacity in the dialysis business. So I think that's also, you know, very important task we had undertaken last year to expand the capacities all across on, in this segment. We continue to remain bullish, and you know, we aim to, you know, reach at least 15 to 17% of market share in next 2 to 3 years from the current, you know, around 8 to 9%. Let me now move to our cardiology vertical, which we have started, you know, end of last year. You know, it was just kind of a trial period, and this year was the real start. And I'm pleased to announce that we have already implanted around 1,350 drug-eluting stents with a very positive feedback received from patients and clinicians. And these stents were specifically designed at PolyMed, and you know, all the design elements were done by our R&D team. And this is, you know, indicating growing acceptance of, you know, of our products in cath labs among interventional cardiologists. We remain excited about our pipeline of products. You know, we have already launched our angiography catheters, angiography balloons. We are also launching drug eluting balloons and PTCA catheters, and host number of guide wires. You know, hydrophilic guide wires and, you know, PDFE coated guide wires. So a lot of devices are coming in interventional cardiology space, which are getting manufactured at PolyMed, you know, right from scratch. So, you know, we are one of the first companies to make these products in India. Most of the companies were importing and selling them. We're one of the first companies to make, you know, such products in India. I'm also, you know, very pleased to announce that we have, you know, initiated an open-label, multi-center, single-arm clinical investigation to evaluate performance and safety of our Rizor, you know, everolimus drug-eluting stent. The study aims to assess safety and performance of this stent in treating coronary artery stenosis patients, and this will be a clinical registry of 2,000 participants, and this is the first time, you know, a clinical registry of this scale is happening in India for stents across 50 sites in India and one in Europe. We have also, you know, partnered with Dr. Praveen Chandra, Chairman of Intervention Cardiology at Medanta Medicity Hospital, and he'll be the principal investigator in India for these clinical trials. The study will be, you know, completed in almost 24 months. And from strategic standpoint of view, this trial underscores PolyMed's commitment for post-market evaluation in India and pre-market readiness for the European market, and positioning the company in the global growth of the coronary stent markets. We are gradually moving up the technology chain in medical device market, and such initiatives position us strongly to capture market share initially in the domestic market and over time in the international markets. Our second growth segment was critical care segment. This vertical remains, a very important part of our growth journey, especially in treatment of oncology. Government of India is already playing an active role in ensuring, setting up 200 standalone specialty oncology centers, eventually expanding to 700. So we are strongly positioning ourselves in this segment, and especially with Make India products, and continue to invest significantly in new product development. Over the last 12 months, we have launched over 20 products in this segment, and we continue to expand our manufacturing footprint. Our transfusion segment has been growing steadily. It's grown at around 18% in quarter one. There's a slight slowdown in our infusion therapy business, which are our core business, and this is mainly because of slowdown in Europe. That's what we have witnessed. And I think historically, we have done well in this segment, but I think we are seeing some headwinds, you know, which we saw in quarter one. But I think from quarter two and quarter three onwards, I think things will change and are on track, to deliver a better performance. This segment, we are strongly globally competitive. We have a lot of innovation which is sitting within the company. Hence, we are very confident in continuing to gain market share in coming quarters. Liquidity position, currently, we ended the quarter with a liquidity of 1,249 crores. Strong cash flow allows us to continue back our ambitious growth strategy, both organic and inorganic. On the M&A front, our thesis focuses on technology acquisitions that are complementing our core verticals, critical care, cardiology, and other adjacencies. We are actively evaluating opportunities which we believe are quite exciting in terms of technologies, markets, and customers. We'll keep the market informed once these transactions are finalized. Let me now connect to our forward-looking outlook. We continue to remain bullish on the domestic market, and we reiterate our guidance for revenue growth of 30% for the domestic business for FY26. For international business, we expect our revenue growth between 5-10% this year, which is lower than what we have given guidance earlier in quarter one, 12-15%. This is reflective of the current ground realities. We'll keep you updated and have a better clarity, I think, once we see this quarter ending. Further, Polymeter also set some ambitions to grow in the U.S. market. I think we already have FDA approvals, which I informed earlier. There are some products in pipeline. We're in the process of getting them also approved. We have already signed contracts with two large GPOs and distributors in the U.S. And I think we are on track to achieve the revenue which we have projected, 15 to 20 million, and that is overspread over next 2 to 3 years. But I think currently, the current situation, we are not sure how it's going to pan out, but I think we're keeping our fingers crossed. But in the current financial year, we don't have too much impact from the U.S. because our U.S. revenues are less than $3.5 million. So we don't see a major impact on our business because of the U.S. tariffs. So I think we are very, very insulated because of our strong presence in Europe, because one-third revenue still comes out of Europe. So I think we have strongly protected, for our business with India, Europe, and rest of the world presence. So let's see. I think we keep our fingers crossed, for next few weeks and see what is going to happen. We are keeping our EBITDA guidance margin, in the range of 25 to 27. We have done first quarter EBITDA of 26.3%. So we are very within the range, as we called out earlier in the beginning of the year. CapEx side, we maintain our guidance, for a spend of around 250 crores plus for FY26, as we have two new plants, facilities under construction in Palwal and Haridwar. Our Gamma plant in Palwal has started the operations, phase one operations have started. We have received the license for our class A and B devices. We are waiting for further licenses for C and D devices, and also expansion of that capacity, which will move from 300 KCI to 2000 KCI. So that's a major achievement, I would say, because we are one of the first companies to have their own gamma sterilization plant, which gives us a lot of strength in terms of sterilization the products using a special technique, today gamma sterilization, which is very unique to medical devices. Also, the guidance is building some conservation right now around international business, given the current geopolitical and macro uncertainties. But we are very confident. We have almost 30 new products in pipeline, which will be launched over next 2 years or so. And, we have a huge, pipeline of products which is getting ready. We have also new regulatory approvals which are expected during the year from major, markets like Europe and some approvals are coming from Latin America. So once we have these new approvals, we'll be able to launch some new devices in these markets. There's a strong domestic momentum, so we're very confident about the domestic market, and I think it continues to give us, a lot of wings to fly today. And I think we can pretty well, offset this headwinds which we see, which has been like a one-off phenomena. But I think just to recap FY 2026, I think the business is fundamentally very strong. The model is, we have developed and moving from, let's say, from vascular to critical care and to cardiology products. So we have done that transition over last two and a half years, invested a lot of in new technology, new products, and I think that is going to start bearing fruits. And most of these products are from, higher margin categories. So, we'll continue to make, healthy margins, in next years because of the new products we are launching. And I think domestic market is very strong for us right now. So we'll continue with the growth trajectory, which we have already, told earlier. And I think we'll continue to invest in R&D, so that is scale-up is happening. A lot of green initiatives have been taken. By September, October, 40% of our power generation will be from green power. So we invested in solar capacity building. So we have done a lot of, heavy lifting in last few years And definitely in coming years, we will see a lot of new things happening with contract manufacturing opportunities, with U.S. business. Of course, there's a caveat there because of tariffs, but I think as we see, I think tariffs are temporary, and I think we have a long journey ahead on that U.S. market. We have some very important contracts which are already in place. And of course, we are deepening our presence in Europe, with more product launches. So all in all, I think we are in great shape. Just wanted to update you on this, performance of the company, and now I'll be happy to, answer questions, from our listeners and viewers and people who are on the call. Thank you again, everyone. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Rashmi from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So one question on the gross margin side. Despite a lower international business, our gross margin was pretty high during the quarter. So what has, which segment or what has actually driven this kind of margin? And what kind of gross margin would be sustainable for the full year?
See, I think gross margin, which Rashmi normally track, between 65 and 67%. That has been the historical gross margin for our business. But as we go dig deeper into this critical care cardiology areas, I think there the product price is also much higher compared to what we have been selling in the past. So the gross margin in these products is very high, but like much higher than what we, than the products we have been selling in the past. So I think that, correction will keep on happening. So I think a run rate between 65 to 68 is a great run rate to be at the gross margin level.
Okay, so you mean that the major gross margin has actually come from this particular category, which has been launched basically in India. So from the domestic segment, this time the margins are better.
Yeah, definitely. Because if you see, export sales has gone down. Typically, the margin contribution used to come higher from the export business.
Yes.
In spite of international business going low, still, we have, sustained our margins in terms of EBITDA, which is not a big difference from what we have been doing in the past.
Okay. And
only 50 pips variation is there in the first quarter, which is, I would say, is hardly any variation.
Understood. And on the export market, if you can explain a bit, in the Europe, you had seen issues and growth challenges in the first quarter, and you're saying that, things will get eased out in the subsequent quarters. This is because the U.S. had imposed a tariff on these different countries, and that is the reason it was an indirect impact on India.
I think Europe was going through, some financial, restructuring. I think most of these, countries, had, kind of a liquidity issues. And I think there was also overstocking. And this whole uncertainty around tariffs was actually, where people would have actually reduced their inventory levels. Normally, in our industry, people maintain 4 to 5 months of inventory.
Okay.
Because they are constantly supplying the national systems. But what we realized that people went down to 2 to 3 months of inventory. And in fact, in last few months, we have, last month or so, we have also made few air freights because they have ran out of inventory with higher consumption. So I think we are seeing the demand coming back from Europe. So I think that's where we are positive. So, and that's the reason we are saying that, we should end up, closer to 5 to 10% of growth overall in the international business. Going forward, for the next three quarters, quarter two to quarter four.
And excluding Europe, even rest of the world has seen just 4 to 5%. Have we seen the similar situation over there or the reason is
different? I think we are seeing, so this quarter the growth is coming back, and I think in subsequent quarters also, I think we are quite, sure that we'll be in a better space.
Okay. And one last question. You are saying that you will be adding 100 associates, sales associate in FY26 in domestic market. This will be targeting which regions? You mentioned tier 2, tier 3 cities, but exactly which state would it be? Pan India, or it would be some dedicated state?
Because today Polymed is a national company, so we are present pan India. So in fact, the focus is to expand more, you know, in, let's say, tier 2 and tier 3. And in that segment also, South India and West India are the core markets we are targeting.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Suruchi Parmar from NX Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Just wanted to ask, you have told that Europe, and you have a considerable good share from coming from Europe, revenue share. Okay. But you are saying that exports in this year might see a revenue growth of meager 5% or slow.
Five to 10%.
Lowering your guidance. So it is just because of US, or Europe is also facing some problems, that's why you are lowering the guidance?
See, Europe is also facing challenges. I think we have seen it since beginning of the year. I think there has been an inventory correction in Europe, and I think there was a disturbance in supply chain also. I think Chinese companies also started, dumping products because of, their lack of reach to U.S. market. So I think everything kind of got disturbed. But I think now, the demand is back. The supply chain is kind of recalibrated. So, and that's the reason we are confident that now, we are getting back on the track. So even with let's say minus 1% growth in international business in quarter one, I think we are already saying that we should be, between 5 to 10% of growth for the whole year, international business. So I think, still things are very fluid, I would say, globally. But I think at least we can see from now onwards, as we have seen first 4 years of this month, of this financial year, first 4 months, I think we are more confident about the growth, what we can do. And of course, we are still conservative. Things can change a lot. Of course, we have adequate capacity to meet additional demands. So, but at least we want to be a little bit more conservative and see how things are panning out in next few months.
And sir, do we will be benefited from this UK FTA?
Definitely, that's a big one. Sorry, I mentioned it. Thank you for reminding me. So again, UF FTA also now, because earlier duty was around 4 to 5% for UK imports, now it's getting zero. So I think, and we see a renewed interest for US companies, UK companies to buy products out of India. So I think after the FTA, we've already received, couple of, companies which are willing to expand their business, with us. So I think it's very positive for us, at least on the UK FTA side.
So you are bullish on acquiring more market share there?
Yes, definitely. So we are bidding for more products in the UK market, and I think hopefully in 2026, because the NHS operates on a cycle, because 90% purchasing is done by NHS in the UK. So it operates on a cycle. So the new bidding is happening for 2026, basically. So we have now bidded for almost 6 to 7 new product categories.
So these products will be in the critical care or vascular?
No, core is vascular.
So both will be there?
More vascular is 95%.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and 1. The next question comes from the line of Keshav Kansal from SVP and Associates. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Am I audible?
Yeah, please go ahead, please.
Okay. So my question is particularly on your renal portfolio. So my question is, what are Polymed's expansion plans in terms of the HDF as well as the CRRT portfolios? As I understand, these spaces are less penetrated currently in India. So how is the market overall looking like, and what is your take on this? And what is Polymed, you know, going to do anything about it in terms of, you know, taking active steps in terms of either catering to the market or, you know, government advocacy? What exactly is Polymed's view around this? That is what I wanted to understand.
No, I think that's a great question, very great technical question, I will say. So, yeah. See, basically in India, HDF market is close to around 10%. And it's mostly dominated by large multinationals like Fresenius and Nipro.
Okay.
And 90% is basically, you know, the normal market. So what we have plans to launch our first HDF machine in 2026.
Okay.
Dialysis machine. So that's what we are targeting. And so we are already under development, you know, for that product. And it is currently under development, and then we'll go for clinical testing and the licensing of this product. So we are hopeful that sometime mid to end of 2026, we'll launch this new dialysis machine with HDF capabilities. And ERT, we have not put so much focus right now, but maybe that could be the next product development, maybe for 27 or 28. But I think HDF is very promising.
Okay. Understood. And
the only problem with HDF is that the cost of dialysis, that is, goes up. And the government reimbursement is limited to 1800 rupees today under Ayushman Bharat. So whether they will include this under reimbursement or not is a question mark. But at least in the private sector, which is probably like 30-40%, that is where probably we will see usage of HDF. So even HDF machines, if you see currently they are only deployed in private centers, not in places where doing, you know, let's say scheme patients.
Correct. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But is Polymed also seeing like growth in HD machines in other account archetypes, you know, such as charitable institutions, government hospitals, etc.?
No. Again, see, they are very conscious on the cost side of the product. So
they
don't want to, and charitable is again so much subsidized, so they can't afford to have a HDF machine, and the cost of the treatment also increases.
Correct. No, I was just particularly talking about HD also. HD is there, right? HD machines are penetrated.
Yeah.
Okay. And just one, you know, like follow up question on this. So, are you also looking at the development of the HDF machine, like in India only? You're going to be manufacturing
in India? In India.
Okay.
In India.
Understood. Thank you. That's very helpful.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Harsh K. Shah from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Just one question from my side. So if you could, you know, dwell upon the contract manufacturing, you know, contracts that you have, you know, won in the products of vascular and pain management. So as you mentioned, right, that these are new products.
These are CDMO opportunities.
Correct. Yeah. But so how should one look at in terms of, you know, the scale up of revenues? When should one expect this to, you know, kind of flow to our numbers this year, next financial year? Some bit of highlights and, you know, in terms of how big the scalable, you know, how scalable is this in terms of...
The first thing is to identify the relevant partners and, you know, getting into an arrangement. I think this is the first time we have explored this opportunity of CDMO. And in fact, if you remember a couple of calls ago, we were discussing about this, you know, about these opportunities. So now we have, you know, zeroed down, we have signed two contracts, of course, both are very innovative products, patented devices, basically. These are patented devices. So we are part of the core development of this project and device in terms of its performance and you know, manufacturing. So, these are new devices. So I don't have a really relevant data to tell you that, you know, what kind of scale up would be there, because these are new products, will take 2, 3 years, 4 years to scale up to a certain level. But I think the revenue should start kicking in from next financial year, because you know, we have already started development, manufacturing, development of the devices. So already the initial proof of concept is done. Regulatory approvals are getting in place. The 510K approvals for US market, so these are getting in place. And also, you know, these products will be launched in other global markets. So the company which owns these devices, they've already started that process, you know, based on the initial pilot run. So now we're not much, but you know, to call out any numbers will be not the right time. Maybe next year, this time, I'll be in a better position to answer this question.
Okay, got it. That's it from myself. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Parth Singhal from Swing Masters Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yeah,
thanks
hi.
For the opportunity.
Yeah.
Sir, my question is, is the company planning to enter in radiology space by any chance? Like CT scans and MRI machine?
No. Not at this moment.
Okay. How much revenue do we make in cardiology segment by stent by selling stents?
No, we have just launched these devices. See, this is the very first year of operation of this business. So you know, so for example, this year our plan is to deploy around close to 20,000 stents. That is what the number you know we have in our mind that we'll be able to deploy. So that scale up is already happening. So this is the very first year of operation, commercial operation. And then launching a lot of new devices, we are waiting for regulatory approvals for a lot of other devices to come from CDSCO. So as and when we see receive, we'll start scaling up. And these are, you know, not easy products to sell. So I think maybe only next year we'll have full visibility, you know, where we can call out special numbers and say, okay, this is like renal. We today we are able to give numbers because we have been working on the project for 5 years. So I think for cardiology, we'll need some time to really, you know, start giving numbers on how things will pan out in the next few years.
And if I ask about dialysis machine, how much margin do we make in dialysis machine?
Sir, we don't give specific product margins.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Bharat Shah from Ask Investment Managers Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Himanshu.
Good evening, Bharat Bhai. Good evening.
Yeah,
sir.
Good evening. Good evening. Himanshu, on the international business, which is the most significant, dominant 2/3 of our total business.
Correct, sir.
I mean, if you think about a year back, it appeared to us that nothing can go right. Nothing can go wrong with that business. Strong margins, continuous traction, strong 22-25% kind of a growth, and a new product categories. And it looked like as if there is no stopping there. But in less than 1 year, it seems to be a picture which is radically different. Therefore, what do you think this should drive our thought process and planning process? What kind of impact it should legitimately have on that? Because our product plans, and I know that you have calendar year by year for product launches each quarter for a specific geography, specific category, specific
product.
And for a period of years ahead. So what kind of lessons need to be drawn from this, in your opinion, in terms of our planning process, how we conceive the business opportunity, or imponderables, how do we take into account so that this sudden fait accompli in a way is presented to us that we witness actually degrowth in the European territory, which I'm sure would have come as a rude surprise to you. So,
Yes, absolutely. So we saw that.
What do you think of all this?
So, Bharat Bhai, it's a great question, and I think I'll answer in 2-3 parts. One is about the market. So the European market has been very flat. The only market, we were growing, the reason we were growing was we were taking market share from certain customers, companies there. Market has been very flat. Secondly, what we saw was some kind of a inventory, kind of a de-risking by European players. And why it has happened in the beginning of the year? Because of this whole tariff situation with China, US-China thing, a lot of Chinese companies started dumping products in the European market. And people were confused about the situation, that how the situation is panning out. So we also got a shock that how Chinese companies can dump products, so pricing so much in the market, and it's even sometimes hitting below the belt also in terms of pricing. So that kind of, and then of course, this whole mismatch started happening. But what has happened in last six, after this whole mismatch happened in first quarter of the European financial year, and even in the second quarter, what we have seen is now the demand has come back. I think the inventory mismatch which was there has kind of flattened out, and now we are seeing the demand coming back. So I think the most important key development is our UK market, where we have seen demand coming back strongly, and also in Germany. So these were, Germany was something which was a laggard for us, and Germany has actually started, coming back on track, and I think that was very significant for us. And also we have seen a huge growth coming in Italy, because Italy, where it was kind of a market where we had a lot of control, and a lot of tender was getting slowed down because government, the health systems were not granting new tenders, and they were delayed. And now most of these tenders have been awarded, and I think now we are, seeing the demand coming back. So overall, and some new product offerings, have come out, because if you recall, we got our EU approvals only in April, May. If you recall, we had also called out in the last call.
Yes.
The most of the EU approval, which were renewed, the EU MDR. And some of the approvals have only come in June.
Right.
So you can see the record of our certificates on our website, basically. So all these approvals have just recently come. So once these approvals are back in place, so now we are getting back on track, and the accelerator is back, on the revenue side. So I think now we are very confident about, the European market, coming back to growth. But what we have lost. So we can't cover it today, what we have lost. The quarter is gone. So now for quarter two, quarter three, and quarter four, I think Europe should come back on track.
Which means, if you look at in the first quarter, we have degrown as far as...
Yeah, we've grown, degrown by minus 6%, 7%.
Right. And here in entirety, we are saying we'll grow 5 to 10%, which means the remaining 9 months should be a period of... decent double-digit growth rate for...
Absolutely, Europe. Absolutely, Bharatbhai. That is the point I'm calling out, that we should come back to that double-digit growth, high double-digit growth, and that is what we are also calling out again.
Also, domestic grew in the first quarter by 20%. But
Correct. Yet
in entirety, we are saying we should grow 30%.
Yes,
that
of course.
That means the 9 months we should grow well over... 35% to make
that
happen.
That is already on the card. This is already under the process.
Awesome.
Because see, we have started two new divisions last year, and these two divisions have become active. So the cardiology and critical care, so they are ramping up. As we have talked about, a stent deployment from 1,300, 1,400 stents, we'll go to 20,000 stents by end of the year. And then critical oncology segment is growing. And then our renal segment is growing at a healthy rate. So all in all, domestic, and we are hiring 100 people in domestic market, 22 already been hired in the first quarter. So as all in all, I think, but in the private sector, we've already grown 25% in quarter one, in private sector, which is 90% of our business.
Hmm.
So overall, that ramp up is already happening.
And which means the remaining 9 months should represent... materially different outcome compared to the first quarter. And given that scale, hopefully margins also should be higher?
Bharat bhai, hopefully yes. You are right. Math clearly says that. you know, when you do the math, it clearly says, because even in the first quarter, our gross margins have improved. It's not that our gross margin has decreased because we decreased our export sales. So we have done a lot of hard work in terms of launching new devices with higher margins. So we continue to, you know, work in that direction where we, you know, maintain a steady margin and, you know, healthy margin. So yes, as the revenue, you know, kicks up more, you know, most of the expenses, you know, get already absorbed in the initial period. And I think, you know, we should see some margin improvement. But still we are saying we are going to have a muted guidance of 25% to 27%. But definitely the target is to beat that number.
And to that extent, Himanshu, would it be fair if one were to say that actually domestic market, we need to regard it bit more than what we have done probably so far.
I totally agree, Bharat
bhai. Disregarded.
Yeah, I think we have disregarded before COVID. We were disregarding this market. Only after COVID, we realized the true potential of domestic market, because then there was a huge push even from the private sector to buy local products, because the imported products were not available after COVID. There were export restrictions, there were import restrictions, so from different countries. So the industry kind of, you know, carved out of this whole COVID wave. And you've seen the medtech sector has grown phenomenally after the COVID, COVID wave. When you look at, you know, few companies, you know, where Apex invested in Healthium, or, you know, Merrill has got new investments, you know, especially in their, you know, because of the cardiology and orthopedic business. So, you know, there is a renewed, I would say, you know, interest from private sector in the local products, which are now equally good in quality.
Right. So in a way, it was probably for at least some time, ghar ki murgi, dal barabar type.
Aisa hi tha. Aap dekhiye na, dekhiye kya hota hai ki aap stand lagane jaiye, bolega Indian lagao ya importer lagao. अब आज की तारीख में हम सबको पता है 70% स्टैंड्स की मार्केट इंडियन कंपनीज के पास है. आज से 10 साल पहले हमारे पास 10% थी, 90% इंपोर्टेड के पास थी.
बोस्टन सर्जिकल एंड जॉनसन.
और आज सेम चीज ऑर्थोपेडिक इम्प्लांट्स में भी हुई है. 50% ऑर्थोपेडिक इम्प्लांट्स आज लोकली मेड है. 50 से 60% लोकल यूज हो रहे हैं और 40% इम्पोर्टेड है. तो ये मार्केट बदल रही है. सो अगर भरत भाई, इफ यू सी द मार्केट, द ट्रेंड्स आर चेंजिंग एंड आई थिंक दैट्स आवर now the real, you know, trajectory which we can see in the domestic market. Market is not growing at 30%. Market is growing at around 12-13% healthcare industry, but we are growing much faster than that. That means we are taking market share from you know, international players.
Right. And what will we say about the next year? Should we expect that Europe and international territory will come back to
100%, Bharat bhai. We have 15 new launches planned next year in European market, because we have one more cycle of approvals which is happening pending right now, especially for our critical care products, which are also better margin products. And also, you know, we are increasing our presence in Italy through manufacturing, you know. So our current, you know, our operations in Italy are also seeing some uptake. So I think Europe will come back strongly, I think, and our focus has been Europe. So I think one or two quarters are not going to make any difference in our long-term strategic plan.
So will it be fair to say that Europe will chug back to that 20% plus kind of a journey?
It's very hard to say. You know, Bharat bhai, it's very hard to say. I don't want you to hold my neck for that, but I think we are on track, and I think even in the coming quarters you will see the improvement. I'm very sure. And definitely, see, by the way, we have one thing very clear. We will commit, you know, only what we can do. We will not commit something higher and say, oh, we didn't do it, you know, there were X, Y, Z reasons. We know, and even in the beginning of the year, we have called out the international market business is looking slightly different than what it was previous years, and we have called out earlier. And even now, we see first quarter, we have seen that, though there is no impact, significant impact on margin. If you see, EBITDA margin is only dropped by 70 pips.
Yeah.
in spite of India business growing significantly, exports showing almost a flat trajectory, still our margins, that means we have done in terms of product improvement, better profitability. So we have done a lot of hard work in the in the hindsight, in the back end. So that is going to give, long-term rewards, where exports growth come back, India business grows with a higher trajectory. So all that will show into numbers, in coming quarters.
Sure. One last question. How do we take into our planning system these new insights so that we are not kind of caught up with a sudden surprise of a kind that we got thrust into in this quarter? The signs of there were there in the last quarter when you
Yes, there were signs. There were signs in the last quarter already. See, Bharat, see, always you have to recalibrate. So our recalibration was focused more on India. That was our first recalibration.
Okay.
Then we said, okay, we were recalibrating for the U.S. market. We said we'll not be over-dependent on one market like Europe. And now we have seen that we have opened a subsidiary in Brazil for our direct presence in Brazil and B2C category. We'll go earlier we were B2B, we are going B2C. So for every market, we are strategizing and seeing what's the right thing to do. And we are taking long-term views on every market. See, Polymed is not for a short term. We have products, manufacturing, ecosystem. So we are taking long. And today, we are still the second largest medtech company after Meril in India. And Meril operates in a very different segment.
Yes.
So we continue to.
And just allow me one last
Yeah.
short one.
Yeah.
Therefore, 26, 27, if I have to put a little broad outlook,
Yeah.
domestic growth, which you said at a strong 30%, which
Yeah.
in 9 months will mean even higher,
Yeah.
something similar should continue in the year thereafter, right? With the
Yeah. So I
manpower and
think,
product initiatives.
domestic market, we are very hopeful that we'll continue and there's a high 25% number. So I've not called out a number for now, next year, so I can't give you exact precise detail or any guidance. But I think during the year, we'll form up the guidance for next year because we have a very concrete business plan, Bharat Bhai. Every
Sure.
year, when we give a guidance, we have a very concrete business plan. That is what we will do in each segment. And you rightly said initially, for every market, we have a very strong plan and what product we will launch, when we will launch, how we will launch. So it's a very clear path defined.
And Europe, of course, will continue from where we are now beginning to pick up the thread. So if not
Europe,
that
we are
higher
already
earlier
seeing
growth,
a green.
but the
We
healthy
are already.
double digit should be there.
Yes, we are already seeing the green shoots. Already, we have started seeing the green shoots.
Thank you, Himanshu, and
Yeah.
all the very best.
Thank you, Bharat Bhai. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shubham Harne from Purnartha Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just want to know the status of plants which we are building and how much growth is dependent on these plants.
So basically, the plant which is coming in Palwal in Haryana, this is for expansion of our renal capacity in years to come. So with the current capacity, we'll be able to manage up to FY 26-27. Now, going beyond FY 26-27, we need additional capacity for renal. So that is what we are building there. And also in the cardio space, as we build more capacity, we'll be building. So all these are planned for, FY 27-28, capacity building in our core category business, which is cardiology, renal care, which are new businesses. That is where we are expanding more.
So in Palwal, we are manufacturing for renal, planning to manufacture
Yeah,
for
that is what we
renal.
are. And also we are expanding a transfusion capacity.
Okay.
Transfusion
And in
business. We
Rajasthan
are also
also,
doubling
I
that
think.
capacity there.
Okay. And other than Palwal?
The other one is in Haridwar. Haridwar will be for domestic expansion, mainly whatever products we are making for domestic market, that is where we will be continue to expand our capacity in Haridwar.
And by when it can go live?
These are all planned for next year, mid of next year.
So Palwal as well as Haridwar next year,
Yeah,
mid
both
of next year.
already mentioned, I think, in our earlier calls also.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Zain from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, please.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, yeah, yes, please sir. Go ahead. I can hear you.
Yeah,
please.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I just want to ask about dialysis machine. Post-installation of dialysis machine, do you receive any services or do you provide any services for the repair or maintenance?
Yes, yes. So we give warranty for 3 years. And after the warranty, then these are service contracts.
And can you quantify how much is the servicing?
No, we don't have any significant service revenue, so we don't call that number out.
Okay. And
that's not part of our core strategy. I think the important thing is to sell the machine. Servicing is just part of a maintenance thing, so it is not part of the core business.
Okay. And on second question, on other income, it was high. So does it include Forex or anything?
Treasury, mainly treasury.
Mainly treasury.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The last question for the day comes from the line of Harsh from Marcellus. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Just one question. On the European side, can you give us an update on the Chinese competitive intensity? You alluded that it had increased during the first quarters. But are you seeing that the madness sustained during this period as well?
Could you repeat that, Harsh? Sorry, it was not very clear to me.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible now. The question was not very clear. So, yeah.
Yeah, so the question is with respect to the Chinese competitive intensity. You alluded that it increased during the first quarter where they were selling at very low pricing. Are you seeing this competitive intensity sustained during the current quarter as well?
No, no. As I said, we are already seeing green shoots and we are already seeing, you know, the market bouncing back. So I think we are pretty confident now that this quarter Europe will do better than what is done in the past.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
So thank you again, everyone. And I think, it was a tough quarter, but I think we have been very resilient in terms of, you know, the business. The fundamental strengths of the company are very strong. The R&D pipeline is very, very strong. And the hiring, we have done, significant hiring and we continue to add more people, more headcounts in the organization. Of course, it's a cost, but then it helps us to build for future. So I think that's what we are building. And I think we would, maintain a similar guidance, what we have told earlier. With India growing 30%, international growing 5 to 10%. But yes, as time progresses, next few months are very critical for global businesses. And I think, we are pretty hopeful that certain tariff issues will be resolved soon and that will help us to go stronger in the U.S. market and maybe also in Europe in the near term. Thank you again very much, everyone, and thank you, for being on the call.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.